This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, hello there. Here we are on a bright sunny day with a little bit of rain in between, raindrops and sunshine. That would give us a rainbow. How about that? Well, I always like to think positive about everything. And we are, as I mentioned yesterday, we are in the middle of one of the largest changes that I've experienced in my life. And I just want to repeat information from yesterday with Stephanie Rainbow Bell. She's the author of the Plus Size Inner Peace Network, and the book is called Beautiful at Any Size, and it is such a great book. And want to recommend that. She says that she's running about 250 pounds to 300 pounds, and how she has turned her life around to be able to feel good about herself no matter what the mirror says. And one of the quotes I loved that she gave was, use the scale as a tool instead of a weapon. How many of you don't look at the scale? And if it's about 5 pounds over, 10 pounds over, or 50 pounds over, you just go ballistic. Well, she's helped many women, many people, as a matter of fact, to be able to deal with their weight and has actually formed a community. So let me give the website, plussizeinnerpeace.com. Great interview yesterday, great education, and I just am excited about also another author, and that is Kat Cunningham. She's written the book Cat's 9 Lives of Self-Discovery, Moving Passion into Action for a Feel-Good Life. I'm looking forward to finding out what she has to say about that. And you know, when I read a book for an interview, usually I go to the back and I kind of thumb through and I go backwards. I mean, I go from back to front and I stop and I stop and I stop and I stop. And that's my way of perusing. Most people go from the front back, but I go from the back because I want to see where, you know, where she's going, and so that's one of the things. So the book is called Cat's 9 Lives of Self-Discovery. We're going to find out about those 9 lives. And if you'd like to call in, the 800 number, it's 888-627-6008 in the United States and Canada. If you're calling from another country, well, we have several lines that you can use to call in. But I'm just going to give the 800 number because that rolls. It's one of those hunt and seek. You will find an empty line. 888-627-6008. And that's toll free for all of you out there. Well, let's see what's going on with me and with you out there. I just I love to peruse the internet, and especially with Facebook. One of the things that I pulled out from Deborah Power was spending as little as 5 minutes being grateful or focusing on love can boost your immune system. Conversely, spending 5 minutes in an angry state can lower the immune response. Thoughts and emotions are powerful agents in our body. We need to learn to use them wisely. And one of the things from yesterday that I want to pass on to you, because it is so important, about forgiveness. And this comes from, again, from Stephanie Rainbow Bell. And it is the Ho'oponopono, the forgiveness statements. 4 statements. Number 1, I am sorry. Number 2, please forgive me. Number 3, I love you. And number 4, thank you. When there is non-forgiveness with any situation, with from the past, what's going on right now, or that I've heard of what's coming up in the future. You don't like what's coming up, and you really don't want to deal with it. And as she explained, it is about the forgiveness, about your bank account, about your weight, about anything. And so the 4 statements, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. I was so impressed with that. And when I find a technique that works for me, I will run it. In other words, I will run it for a couple hours or an hour or maybe even 15 minutes. I will repeat that. The other one that I have used in the past is the Sedona method, the Sedona technique. If you could you, would you, and when? Could you let that go? If you can say that, could you let go of anger? And then when you get an agreement, yes, I could let go of that anger. But then if you still feel it in your body, keep running it. Could you let go of that? When you can say yes cleanly, then it is a go. Then you move on to would you? Would you let go of that anger? And then you, that's the one, that the kicker that gets a lot of people. So you keep running that. You could let go of it. Now, would you? Because a lot of people like that as their story. Somebody done me wrong. I think that was a Western country, Western song, you know. And they've done you wrong, and you're never going to forgive them. A lot of people, I've had clients. In fact, I couldn't work with one lady because she just would not forgive her father for the rape, you know, at a very early age. And, you know, a lot of people said, well, I don't blame her, you know. That was pretty awful. Well, until she could forgive, there's no way. I just could not work with her because she wouldn't let it go. And the anger was so strong that it just, there was nothing I could do because she was stuck in that. I don't care what I would do. It just did not move. And I never heard from her again, so I don't know whether she ever forgave her father. But, you know, like I said, it's that forgiveness, and could you let it go? Would you let it go? And then once you've got that agreement of would you let it go, then the next question is when. If you can say right now, well, maybe in a couple of weeks, you know, because let's get real, you know, you carried that story, and it served you. Sometimes your ill health has served you. You get sympathy. And or someone divorced you because they ran away with this chicky poo, this cutesy pie. And so there's that anger about that and being betrayed. And so could you let that go? That he or she left you for someone else? Would you let that go? And when? When that all comes together, either this process or the one, the Ho'oponopono, one of those two, and there are many other techniques for forgiveness or letting go, releasing. And I believe as I was perusing Kat's book, there was something about letting go, letting go, letting go. Because when you finish this story, it's over. And she describes her 9 lives, and each one seemed to be leading into the next one, to the next one. And I believe myself, I'm right in the middle of that, of moving from one course that I have worked with, you know, the intuitive development, and I'm kind of recalling when I first came into this process of learning the intuitive development. Yes, I learned it, and yes, I have the skills. And now I'm looking at, okay, Spirit, what is it you want me to do? I'm available. And first, the voices kept saying, not yet. There's much that you have to let go, excavating, spelunking to release different parts. And that's why these two processes are just fabulous to be able to go in and look to see. And out of that, within that, there is something that I will be teaching. Whatever it is, I'm available, and whatever it is not being revealed to me. And even when I ask other psychics, other intuitives, I know better than to do that because I'm not ready to move in. And when I am, somebody else will pop that message into me, or better yet, I will receive that message from Spirit, from my guides, from my guidance. Pretty cool, huh? I just love that. All right, so with that, we have a little bit else. Let's see what's going on with the astrology. Well, we've been working with this new moon in Aries, which came in the 22nd. And so that's the fire. Aries has to do with fire. And it is, we've had the spring equinox, and now we're moving forward. We're moving, moving, moving. Whether you feel like you're not moving, you're still moving because the planets are just bombarding us. Just bombarding us all over the place. All right. So with that, let's move into that. I have a couple organizations, both of them I'm very fond of. The first one is Next Step Recycling, and they are located here in Eugene, Springfield area, and it's nextsteprecycling.org. You can go there and sign up for their free newsletter. This was started by Lorraine Kerwood in her garage of recycling computers. That was way back when they first came out. Of course, she's a Mac gal. She loves the Macs. And she started looking at keeping all of this electronics, because as soon as you learn one system, guess what? Another one will come right behind it. And so that makes that electronic system outdated. You got to get a new computer, a new laptop, a new iPod. And now with the cell phones coming out, I mean, every time you turn around. And so they are collecting anything with a plug and anything with a battery. And what they do is they have an educational program so that folks that have the finances, or they have learning disabilities, physical disabilities, they're able to be trained on how to disassemble, how to recreate a system. And that makes one of these widescreen televisions, radios, CD players, computers, they help to rebuild it so it can be resold. And that helps support this nonprofit. So I'm the newest board member, pretty excited about that. And actually, their focus is reuse is the next recycle. Because, you know, I could buy a new computer. Dell makes it very easy to buy a new computer. I decided not to do that. I'm going to keep working with my own because, you know, it's still working. So if you have electronics, you want to take it over to 10th Street and Garfield here in Eugene. I don't care where you live and you're coming over to Eugene, Springfield area, bring your electronics over along, and you can drop it off at 10th and Garfield at the Next Step Recycling. Next thing you can do is you can go a few blocks over on McKinley, 980 McKinley Street in Eugene. You can buy refurbished electronics, office furniture, and many, many more. In fact, I have a toaster. You know, they said it had a plug, so I can take it over. So I'm taking a pretty good toaster over there. And every purchase then helps support the education that they do there. And they do the digital learning, training programs, the community education, and even have an eBay store. Okay, so go and recycle. If you live in another country, get something going for recycling. Number two thing I'd like to talk about is the WESAC, which will be, May 4th, 5th, and 6th in Sacred Mount Shasta. I used to live there in Mount Shasta, so I'm gathering a group of folks to come on down. And if you go through me, you can get, instead of $300 for the weekend, it will be $250, and that helps support the food that they take to the folks who don't have any means of getting out. Pretty cool. And that's Dawn Fazenda, and she will be on my program next Wednesday, and we'll be talking about the WESAC and how you can come along. And, of course, being that I live there, I know all the secret places to go. And they'll have a full expo there. You can go and buy crystals. You can buy some of the sacred pictures of the Ascended Masters, all of that. The WESAC then celebrates a Buddha full moon on Taurus, and the theme of this one is going to be choosing the lifeline of your own future. Kind of nice, huh? We get to choose the timeline of our own future. There will be crystal skulls, and that's one of the main focuses this time, is about the crystal skulls. There are some very potent crystal skulls that carry the history of whatever, the universe. And you can actually sit with Einstein, which is the latest one that has come into the hands of someone that's going to be there. I'll have more to talk about next week when we interview Dawn about the WESAC in Mount Shasta. You can go to my website. You can go to it will be posted here on BBS Radio on my website So that would be bbsradio.com/Judith Conrad Radio. And you'll have the click, it'll click right through to get the tickets for $50 less, only $250 instead of the regular $300. And then we'll just go on down and have a fabulous time. Meet me in Mount Shasta. All right. So that is my information for today. And let's see whether we've got our guest ready to come in. I've sent the email of with the guest's telephone number. So Don, if you could bring that in from the message that we sent on over to you, we'd love to bring her in and interview her. It's ready to go, I'm sure. And I don't have the phone number here with me. Let me see if I can find that. I sent it in an email, and I don't have that with me right now. So anyway, we'll see if we can get that up. I do not have that with me at the present time. Sorry about that. So I'll just keep talking. I emailed it to Doug. Yes, I did. And it should be in his file. Oh, he deleted it. Well, that wasn't very nice of him. Okay, let me see if I can go get it while we're talking. And we have some ads. We can go ahead and play a couple of my spots, and then I'll get the telephone number for you and be right back. So we're going to play an ad right now.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, loved ones, death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
All right, we are back, and I am waiting. I normally... I can't.
I got lost in the universe somewhere.
I know. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fine. It's not a problem. There are no problems. It's just good decisions, right?
Well, it's Mercury retrograde, and for I didn't do much astrology today, just to let you know, Mercury retrograde says if it will get screwed up, it will.
Of course, but we have to make a better decision, either find another computer or a friend or something.
Right. Or put, hello, this is my guest telephone number, do not delete. All right, Kat, so here we go.
Well, so, hello, Kat, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Get to do radio, so I'm pretty cool.
I know, isn't it exciting? I used to have a wonderful radio program when I had a spiritual business school. I know that sounds like a dichotomy, but it really was true.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
Yeah, like, tell me about
that. Being on, because, as you know, when you say to people business and then you say spirituality, they sort of look like, what? How has that got to do with being spiritual? Well, maybe it hasn't been, but at that point. But we need to shift into where we bring that soulful connection. That's kind of what I'm all about. And I know you are, too. So what's exciting about being on your show is that you see that connection where business is being spiritual, because it's all one, isn't it?
It sure is, absolutely. And, you know, I'm just going to throw open the lines, and anytime people want to call in.
Absolutely. I'm dying to talk to people about how to take what we've been doing in the past and move it into what I call taking it from distraction to attraction. And, yeah, you can use the law of attraction to create a great business. I do it every single day. So that's what I'm excited about. And later on when we talk about the book, that's what I'm excited about, because it shows them how to do it in the book as well. You know, it's you and I have been in this game a long time. We have to say, how long are we?
So, yes, you've got those 9 different phases of your life. You call it your, because
I call them 9 lives because it really culminates about 30 plus some years.
Right.
And nobody was willing to publish a book that big. So
exactly.
I pulled it together. But interestingly enough, as you noticed in the book, which is Cat's 9 Lives of Self-Discovery, the whole idea is moving your passion into action so that you come up with a feel-good life. And I have been working for the past 15-plus years with what I call an ascended master realm, but he's known as the master of nature. And my training has been with understanding that nature has all the answers. And, oh, guess what? By the way, we are nature.
We are.
So, I know. And people don't get that. They think we're something bigger, special, more different, above nature. And we are. You know, when I want to get down to the basics, or what I call grounded, my guidance, MC, he'll say, you know, don't forget, you're just water, a whole bag full of minerals, and not much more than that. And I go, okay, well, that certainly brings it down to a level of understanding.
Bottom line, baby.
That's the bottom line, right? That's exactly what it is, the bottom line.
Exactly.
But we live in a real world that let's put it this way, we live in an illusionary world that we created, where we feel that business is a way of identifying, one, who we are, and identifying the qualities of who we are. And, if you go to a networking meeting, you say to someone, well, hi, you know, well, tell me about yourself. Oh, well, I'm a hypnotherapist. Well, but that's not anything about who they are. It's what they do for a living, right?
Right.
But it happens to be their passion. So my work has been working with nature for a long time, and from designing tools like animal cards to healing animals in Brazil, but the book has stories in it, and the stories are everything from when I started as a designer as a young person to like many, married, you know, going through the whole scene, and then the divorcing, and then. But I've always been a entrepreneur, and then I had an opportunity to go to Europe, and there we did acting, and then I was also a corporate consultant and a publisher of a magazine, and then when I left there, I became a restaurant owner for a short while. Then after that in California, became an event designer. But interestingly enough, all of these things that I did as what I call my jobs, my passion, they all have like a fine line running through them. And for me, it's all about always being creative, because that's what I started out as, was a commercial artist and a designer. So whether I'm designing that, or I'm doing a model program for pregnant teens, or whether I'm healing animals, or whatever, soul pairing partnerships, or whatever I've done, which has been many things, I found that there's one common thing that we all have, and that is we basically all have to make decisions. And what I find is that's what stops our process at all stages of our life. If we are, if we have to make a decision and basically it doesn't feel good, we get in that stuck place. And what's the one thing you have to do in business? How many times a day? Make decisions, right?
Every day, and so many times that, you know, and if you get stuck, then there you sit. You just can't move forward.
So for how long has it been where we've been told on this path, just let go, just let God, just look away and do it in a new way, just, you know, move through, don't get stuck. That's fine, except I'm a very practical person, and it's like, well, show me how to do this. And they, so you read more books, you go to more seminars, you do more treatments, you do, you know, some people get psychic readings, whatever you do. You do that, and you keep thinking, well, they'll unstick me. They'll unstick me. But the bottom line is, it maybe lasts for a short while, but it doesn't
right.
last a very long time. Right?
Unless it comes from that inner part of you.
Yes.
And you received it from, whether it's through dreams or automatic writing, or you receive the transmission or download, it doesn't, you know, because popcorn pops when it pops. And,
right.
And the timing, you know, it's in, not in our time, and we get very upset with God and say, shake our fist at him and say, hurry up, hurry up. When it's not time because the other players are not available for where you're going to go.
That's right. And we have to realize that they don't have to be available. We just have to put the energy where we want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So having been an entrepreneur in business, from everything from corporate training to teaching, to doing hypnotherapy, to doing healing of animals, to doing whatever, now a writer, an author, a teacher, those are my lives. And having done all that, I've come down to the basics. And the basics basically are, everything is about knowing three things. Everything in nature knows that it's who it is, what it wants, and how it gets it. Therefore, everything stays in balance. My guidance says, if you just knew those three things, and consciously acted on those three things at all times, Kat, then you would always be in harmony and balance, and you would be in the moment. You know.
So let's have those three things again, because I always take notes when my guests are talking.
Those three things are, who am I, what do I want, and how do I get it? Now, my guidance says, because you're human.
Wait. Can't write that fast.
Okay.
Who am I?
It's in the book. You'll find
the book is not on the airwaves. On the airwaves, the book is not in there in reality. So
okay,
we gotta slow down. Kat, I want you to slow down.
Okay.
Because you've lost, when you lose me, you've lost the audience. So
okay,
just slow down. Okay, who am I?
Yeah.
And what do I want?
What do I want?
And number three,
how do I get it?
How do I get it? See, I'm writing this down.
But
in that way, people who are listening, they're able to absorb it. You know, when you just say those three things and you go on, you've lost them.
Well, here's a fourth one. The fourth one is because we're human and we question everything. So Spirit says, add a fourth one, and it's called, how do I keep it?
How do I keep it?
Yeah. For instance, I've got a cat. He looks over and he says, I know who I am, and I see what I want, and I have an instinct of how to get it. Therefore, it acts based on that passion, and it moves forward into action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Humans say, I see what I want, I know how to get it, but, gee, is today a good day to get it? Maybe if I get it, what will people think? Maybe that's not a good idea. And we move into this whole frenzy of lack of understanding,
mm-hmm.
right? So guidance said, add a fourth one for humans, and that is, how do I keep it?
So I'm going to back up a little bit. We're talking about nature, and so mm-hmm. can we take a flower, for example?
Right.
the flower knows who it is. I mean, does
right.
a flower
yes,
have
it does.
Intellect?
It has a Davic energy that
yes.
gives it a certain pattern that
yes.
allows it to become what it is, yes.
And what do I want? The flower, the daffodil says, what do I want? I want to blossom. Is that right?
I want to blossom. I want the sun. I will take on the air. And I will attract, I will put my action together, and I will attract the bee, the hummingbird, whatever it needs to attract in order to expand itself.
Good. Very good. So we're this, again, is all part of nature. And then
right.
for us humans, how do I keep it?
Right. How do I keep it? Now, that's the natural cycle. If you were doing like a clock, that's the natural cycle that goes from a clockwise, right, starting with who am I, what do I want, how do I get it, and how do I keep it? Now, in nature, it operates that way. In our human nature, what I've done is I have bridged that information so that we can use the same thing in our business. And that who am I is I'm the visionary. And what do I want? I'm the manager of that vision.
Okay.
And how do I get it? I'm the worker of helping the manager who has the vision. And the last phase of how do I keep it is I'm the mentor and I share it with everybody.
Okay. All right. Thank you for walking us through yours. You know, being the visionary, that's who I am.
Yes.
How? What do I want? You want to be the manager of this vision?
Well,
being
you
the
have
visionary.
The show. You put the
and
show
then,
together.
Excuse me?
You put the show together. You're the manager of that.
Right, right. And then how
worker,
do I get
you,
it?
You, yeah.
I just do it. I call people up and say, let's get on the radio.
You're the worker.
I'm the worker. And how do I keep it? I help people focus when they're on the radio so that people who are listening get the most out of what the guest has to say.
That's your intention and that's you sharing it.
And because I know that when people speak to go over things too quickly, I don't think I'm too much different than other folks, because if it goes too fast, whew, I'm out of here. Let's see what other thing I can do on the computer instead of listen to a program. So
that's
I want to hold
the
audience.
That's the passion behind it, yeah.
Right, right, yeah.
So
okay,
you just made one decision, you said one thing, and you moved it all the way through, and now you're back to visionary again.
Right.
That was just one simple decision. Imagine how many decisions we make a day.
All right. Thank you. That was a good one. And if there's anyone out there who would like to call in, because I think we could walk you through it, and I don't want you to be shy, we have an 800 number to call, 888-627-6008, and we will be very gentle as we walk you through this process. And there, I think there was something else that I glanced at as I, like I said, I don't read the book, I peruse it,
right.
about feeling good about it. If I
well,
don't feel good about something, tell me how I can turn that around, or do I just let it go and move on?
Yeah, but letting go is not easy to do. So what I found in this process, I'm going to give you four more words that go with who am I as a visionary. And you'll love this, because this is something you can use all the time that you can repeat like you say you like to do.
Yes.
Phase one of who am I? I think it.
Think it.
Phase two of what do I want? I say it.
Okay.
Phase three of how do I get it? I act it.
Mm-hmm.
Phase four of how do I keep it? I share it.
Okay.
Think it, say it, act it, share it is what they told me. Now, what you and I need to know is when we put that into process, we're using four laws of nature. A lot of us have heard about the law of attraction.
Oh,
like
yes.
A lot of us. Okay. That's the first law. But what we haven't paid attention to is there's three more that we need to know about. And that's the law of vibration, the law of causation, which is cause and effect, and the law of what they're calling in nature communication, which means you can communicate with the flower, with animals, with the air, with minerals. There's no barriers of communicating with everything that has a life force.
My favorite are crystals.
Yes, marvelous.
And I have several crystals that are very close, so when I'm sitting here on the radio, I will reach over and grab one, and today I grabbed hematite quartz.
Oh, how interesting, because I'm going to tell you later on about who connects to the hematite. That's very interesting.
And this is not the black one, which is used for protection. This is kind of a peachy color. And so it's good for the heart chakra, and it's good for the seventh chakra because it has a tinge of red in it. So the hematite is also for grounding on the first chakra, and it's also about the red, which is let's go back to basics.
That's right, getting grounded to actually onto Mother Earth, yeah.
So let me walk it through, because I like to learn what you're doing here. So I said I'm going to use this crystal on my first chakra to be grounded and centered, as that's my, I'm thinking about it. And then I say it because that's what I want. I want it to be grounded. I want to let go of anything in that first chakra that isn't working for me. And the how do I get it is I act upon it. I put the crystal, the hematite quartz, right over my first chakra, down at the base of the spine in the front part, and then I'm sharing it with people because a lot of people, they don't know how to use a crystal or work with a tree or
you're mentoring it out. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very simple phase, and I'll tell you what it replicates. It replicates everything in nature that lives, grows, depletes itself, and comes back again.
Yes.
That's what is the beauty of this system, because everything from the tree growing up, it expanding itself, it getting leaves, it dropping the leaves, and going back into the ground, everything lives, grows, dies, and comes back again. In the book, I have to say, deplete. My publisher didn't like the idea of die. But everything does. Lives, grows, dies, and comes back again. Every decision we make, every single minute, does exactly the same thing. And if it's moving through like you just did, it feels good, right?
Yes.
Okay. If it's not moving through and it gets stuck, then you're going to know it because it won't feel good.
Uh-huh.
So guidance was very clear. They basically said, you know, Kat, it's really simple. Your life either feels good or it doesn't feel good. If it feels good, it's in flow. If it doesn't feel good, it's stopped up. So all
you
have to
do
is look at the stopped up place and bring it, elevate the vibration of it, elevate what you're thinking about it or saying about it or doing about it or sharing about it, and it will immediately start to make a change and shift. So if we're stuck in the die part where we're the worker and it's all about, you know, how do I get it, but I'm not getting it. Maybe I'm not making a phone call I'm supposed to make. I don't want to connect to the person that I had a bad feeling about at one time, and now I'm being forced to do it at work, let's say. You need to forget that and move on to mentoring. So I could go next door to my cubicle and say, you know, so-and-so's calling. I really want to see it in a new way. What can I say to this person that will make them feel good? You are sharing it with somebody else. And in doing that, what will happen instantaneously is you'll get a new vision. You'll go, oh, I know what I could say. This would make them feel good. And then I make the phone call, and I've moved out of the stuck place because I went from live, grow, die, come back again. And I'm
so if someone cannot, I mean, I can just feel someone saying, well, how do I elevate my feelings? I'm so down.
Ah.
Let's say someone's in depression and they just don't know how to get up out of it.
Right.
To be able to come back to number one, to add the visionary of what it is that they want to have.
Well, there's even more power to it than that. What was in the book, you'll see that I broke it up into four ways. One is the journey for the people who want the quick read, you know, well, what is all this? The next few pages is the system, which is working with the laws and the actions of nature and how we use the energy. Then the next one is my lives, my nine lives, and I'm being told by friends a little juicy. So if nothing else, they might have a very interesting read.
Right.
I've been shocking all my family. They're like, I didn't know you led this kind of life. Anyway, so if they want just a, I wouldn't say exactly a love novel, but if they want just a really interesting, juicy little whatever, the stories alone are very interesting. But at the end is the process. And what I learned is I took each of those lives and all those decisions I made, and at the end of every chapter of those lives, I said, this is what I learned, and this is what I let go. And that alone will immediately tweak your brain to, oh, yes, I did the same thing, or that's what I could do, you know? And then what I did is I figured out qualities of each of those lives. I could not believe that we would be this old and make this many decisions in our lives. Some felt good, some, you know, you questioned, of course, and there not be some real power behind it. So what I realized was each of these lives offered me certain qualities. And I was told to take these qualities, put them into a grid, and move these energies forward. So what I do every day in my business is I have this list in front of me. And I say, maybe a phone call comes in and I'm talking to someone for the first time. And I look over at my visionary part, which is my part where I'm going to think it of who I am. And I look at my words I have chosen from my lives, which was explore, inspire, bridge, design, innovate. And everybody will have their own words from their own life patterns. As a manager, I have clarify, organize, multitask, initiate, and implement. So I'm moving through my compass, which is a feel-good decision-making compass. And these energies of these words have passionate energy on them because they were things that felt good in our lives. So what I'm doing is I'm combining the best qualities of who I am, the best qualities of what I really want.
Okay, Kat, can I just stop you right here?
Sure.
You have more to say, I know, about this. But I want to throw it back out to the audience because it's not about us. It's about them and the people listening who have a question, who maybe they want to participate in the program. And maybe how can we help them if they decide to call in? I mean, I'm going to throw that.
All they have to do is tell me the decision that they're trying to work on. That's
okay.
All.
A decision, okay, decision that they're trying to work on. And if they don't call in, then I'm going to go jumping in there. Or
absolutely.
Somebody, anyone absolutely. We can get there. So I'd like to open the line again for those people who are listening. And a couple people specifically I asked to listen in. And
okay.
The number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. If you'd like to call in, both of us, in fact, I haven't pulled any tarot cards here for today. I did pull them, but I just didn't read them. I'll pull a card for you, and we'll see what comes from my guidance. And so, again, we'd like to open it up to the phone. People can call in. Love to have you call in. And I heard you say, and until someone calls in, you refer constantly, and I do, I just pick it up every time you say it, guidance, because I use that term a lot, the word guidance. Who is guidance, and just give me a little insight about guidance.
Well, my particular guidance, of course, is my inner being, but it's also, I also work with non-living guidance. Who has presented itself to me known as the Maha Kohen. The Maha Kohen is supposed to be a master of nature, And I really, ever since 1997, I've never really read anybody else's work. Everything has been downloaded through me. I have a line, Flower Essences, where I learned to talk to the flowers. I ended up being literally thrown into the pool of being sent to Brazil to do an animal congress, and it was there I found out I was going to heal animals. Panicked greatly because I didn't know I could even do that. I'm like, I'm going to do what? Are you kidding me?
Can you do that over the radio? Over the radio? Huh? If someone has an animal that they need to have healed, can you do that over the radio?
Well, I don't really do that anymore. I've moved beyond that. But what I find is they are capable of doing it. And if they do bring in something like that, what I found, Judith, is it's never really about the animal. It's always about the people. It's about their energies around the animal. It's about their thoughts around the animal. And it's about co-creating with what's going on. I once did a went to a home where this woman was having a problem with her two cats. And I said, well, did you bring another animal in here? And all I could see was a visualization of the cat sitting by the door with suitcases. And I said, are you going somewhere? She says, well, I'm thinking of moving. And I said, okay, well, these two cats.
Okay, we have some callers coming in.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Let's finish the cat. Finish the cat.
Well, basically, these two cats were telling me that they were upset because she was leaving. And it was only a thought in her mind. She was just checking on it. But she brought another cat in where no one else liked the cat. So I explained it to her. I gave the cat's flower essences. It evened the energy out in the home. And once she connected with the fact that she wanted them to know that she wasn't going to leave them, everything was fine. But it's really a lot about the human relationship that the animals are relating to, because they have no judgment, and humans do.
Okay. Well, let's bring on our first caller. Who do we have online?
I'm not sure if I'm online or I'm on hold.
Hello. Is this Julianne?
This is Julianne.
Hey. Welcome to the program.
There seems to be a little delay between when I talk and when you hear me, I think.
There is. But that's okay. We'll adjust to that. So do you have a question, a decision that you would like to make?
Well, you know, I just opened myself up this morning saying that I'm open to the universe to bring me change, and I'm not quite exactly sure what that means, but is that vague enough, or do I need to be more specific?
Well,
what do you
hi,
work
Julianne.
Change, move change.
Hi, Julianne.
I'm sorry, what?
What I'd love to tell you about that is you're very open and you're very aware that change is everywhere. And what I would first say to you would be, what's the one thing that excites you the most and makes you the most passionate in your life?
Being in control of my own life.
And what do you like to do? Are you looking for change as a personal, interpersonal growth, or as a business, or what would you like?
I'm looking for more balance, and so I'm looking for work balance. I'm looking for time spent with my art and creativity balance. I'm looking for health balance.
So you're looking for an overall, what I call a full nature balancing type of reading. What I would highly suggest would be that you look at the qualities that you offer in your life. For instance, you're going to start out, you're looking for a vision. You're looking for a way to get started, right? So if you were going to pick one quality of who you are as a visionary, you said creative, didn't you? What's another quality that you would pick that would be the visionary part of you?
Leader. I'm a leader.
A leader. Okay. Wonderful. So now we know that part of your visionary process, you need to think about yourself as being a leader. how would you like to lead in the community or with small groups, or how would you see yourself as a leader?
I'm just trying to decide if I want to change my job. I think that's where I'm at.
Okay. So what I want you to do is, instead of thinking about the negative things about the job, I want you to think about what it is you do in the job that you like the most. It wouldn't be about the people or anything. It would be about what is it that you like the most about the job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So am I telling you this all on the phone now?
Yeah, sure. I'll be answered right away. You don't have to go detailed.
Well, like
just give me a generality. Interaction with people.
I love the people. I love the mission. I love the flexibility. I don't love that I sometimes work 12 hours a day.
Okay.
And now, 70 hours a week.
Marvelous. So you just laid out a very fabulous plan for yourself. You said that you like being with people. And you like the mission. There's something about the mission. We don't have to go into details, but I would like you to write this down, that there's something in the mission that is powerful for you and is moving you into a passionate stage. Because when you said, I like the mission, your energy really expanded. I like the mission, you said, right? So what? How can you have that mission, only it not be with that particular company?
Mm-hmm. We've got about 4 minutes left.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. So there's something about that mission. I want you to sit down and start writing words about what that mission means. Okay? And I just pulled some animal cards for you from my deck, and it's all about creativity, balance, performing, imagination, and dreams. And you brought in seal is what you did, and I'm going to give you a nice little affirmation for that. It says, I will look within for what it is I want to play with. I accept play as part of my growth, not a waste of time. I recognize there's power in my direction. So seems to me, you mentioned creativity. I think you're looking for something that you can be creative with. It could be part of that mission, and it can. And there's something about those words in that mission that I believe that you have to set up. Okay, so that's
all right.
The visionary part.
We have
of you.
I have to stop right here because we're running out of time here. I wish we could have had that call earlier to fully develop it. But we have a good start for you, Julianne. So I'll give you my card I'll send you an email and give you what the card is. And
thank you. Goodbye.
If she sends me her email, I'd be happy to finish it for her if she'd like.
Okay, so let's get your email out there so that you can get some, contact. I don't know who the other caller online was. Maybe we can get her in for just a second. What's your email?
They can go to Katz, K-A-T-S, 9, N-I-N-E, Lives, L-I-V-E-S, .com. And there they can buy the book, because it takes them through this whole process that I'm starting to go through here. It's really easy. And they can also take what I'm calling a conscious business pledge. If they'd like to learn about that, they can click on cats9lives.com.
And your email is there?
And my email is cats9lives, L-I-V-E-S, online@yahoo.com.
Say that again.
cats9lives. Lives, L-I-V-E-S, @yahoo.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kat, for being on. Thank you, Julianne,
thank
for calling.
You.
And I'm sorry, the other person that tried to call in just a little bit too late in the hour. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on, and I'm completing the program now. We have about 30 seconds. So I want to invite you to come back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 4 to 5, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. As I close, I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.